Day 361, or December the 27th. Everyone is precious. Our thoughts today come from Revelation chapter 7, verse 4. Then I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000, from all the tribes of Israel. And now the big picture surrounding this verse. John continues his prophecies of tribulation with the seven trumpets. Of course, to a Jewish ear, trumpets are very significant. They were usually made from a ram's horn and go back to the beginning of time. They were used in times of war, in religious ceremonies, and vitally when Matthew records the words of Jesus as he was teaching about his second coming. This is what was recorded in Matthew chapter 24, verse 31. And he will send out his angels with the mighty blast of a trumpet, and they will gather his chosen ones from all over the world, from the farthest ends of the earth and heaven. They herald the end of time. And now today's action step. The idea of a crowd of 144,000 has proved a point of fascination ever since Revelation was written. What exactly did John mean? Jehovah's Witnesses believe the final number of the heavenly church will be 144,000, with the rest of saved humanity living on a glorified earth. A segregated eternity doesn't ring true to me, and I can't justify it from elsewhere in the Bible. It seems to me that it simply describes an enormous number who will get into heaven, that is, 12 tribes squared and multiplied by 1,000. Personally, I do not believe that God has a numeric target, or, as 1 Timothy 2 verse 4 puts it, He, that's God, wants everyone to be saved and to understand the truth. There is an important point here, however, and that is the fact that God doesn't just talk about multitudes, but he thinks of them as a vast crowd of counted individuals. We are all important to God, and each one of us should live in the light of being that important. Hold your head high, and no matter what other people may think of you, or what you think of yourself, Jesus was dying to meet you before you ever thought of him.